This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listen to radio program on the Northern Plains continues. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Coronavirus is certainly dominating our days, our nights, our decisions. No doubt about that as we go forward. As long as it is, we will be here to get you the information you want. Show's called What's on Your Mind. If at any point you're not hearing something you want to know, a statistic, a stat, Why isn't this being done? What more can we be done? Can be done? You let us know, and we promise we'll get on it here on the program for you. We call What's on Your Mind. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about your money. Going to dig into that question a little bit on what does all this mean with the markets? When do you sell high? When do you buy? When do you, all of those questions that a lot of people are asking right now. What about my retirement? I mean, what does history tell us about other pandemics? How has the market reacted there? All those things with Brian Kronk of Collins & Kronk coming up on the program. So we look forward to that conversation as well. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Text us at 701-367-2054. We're not afraid to give out our telephone number for a text because we love hearing from you. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell's at 701-226-8503. All right, our next guest is the Attorney General for the great state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, joins us on the program. Keith, how are you?
Doing pretty good, considering the circumstances. We've been working really hard, but, if we pull together, we're going to see this thing through. So I want to say thanks to you for being on air, keeping people informed. It's really important in this moment.
It is. Information extremely important, and I want to ask you about something your office is dealing with, and that is scams or price gouging or bad actors using a crisis, using a disaster. First of all, what defines price gouging?
Well, look, it is one of those things where you really know it when you see it, but precipitous, unconscionable spikes in prices that are essentially driven by, opportunity. So, for example, if you see a bag of rice, which is normally about $40, and it doubles in price overnight or within 2 or 3 days, I think there's a case to be made that that's price gouging. But if you see a bottle of bleach that goes from, $3 to 10 or 12, that'd be a real problem. Surgical masks, which go for $30, $40 a pack, up to $93, that's an issue. So, but let me tell you, the thing is, Minnesota does not actually have an explicit statute prohibiting the practice. There is a case to be made that I would feel comfortable going in front of a court with if the facts were right, but a lot of other states do have these statutes. About 30 other states have them. They've generally withstood constitutional muster. They're rarely invoked, but when needed, it's good to have that tool around.
And probably sunshine does more than anything to rout out that bad behavior, right? I mean, if you're not able to take it into court, if you can find it and expose it, that's, as you say, most of us know it when we see it. But I imagine without the actual blunt force instrument of the law, you have a little more difficult time in getting somebody to stop, huh?
Well, most business people are concerned about reputational risks, and they don't want to do that, right? They want their company brand to be that, look, we're with you in the good times and the bad, right? But then there's some folks who try to corner the market and make a quick killing and don't care, so. The law is, any law is not written for the average person. It's written for the extreme. I mean, most people don't commit murder, but we have to make it against the law for those rare occasions where somebody, violates the law. The law works because most people read it and obey it and follow it, and ethics and just things that aren't even illegal, but things that are just right and wrong. Most people will do that. But, you know, sometimes folks just don't. And in those occasions, that's when we need law enforcement. At this point, as I said, we don't have an explicit anti-money laundering statute, but we do have anti-fraud statutes, anti-deceptive practices statutes. We do have an array of things that we're using right now to protect the public. But I can tell you this, over the week, I mean, what is it, Tuesday? We, as of yesterday, midday, we had over 100 complaints about price gouging specifically. People calling up and saying the rice just shot up, the bleach just shot up, the mash just shot up, toilet paper is not to be found. And that's another thing. We can't say it's illegal to hoard, but I do want to just say, think about your neighbor. You know, if you take all of the toilet paper, you know, bottom line is Miss Johnson is not going to have any, and she's your next door neighbor, you know. So just I do ask people at this moment to be good to each other. I can't make them, but I do hope that people's fear instinct recedes and they think about how everybody needs to get through this difficult moment.
So tell me about any, you mentioned some price gouging concerns that have come up. Any scams? Anybody, you know, that is
oh, yeah.
trying to, is that right?
Yeah. You know, the bottom line is we've heard about a number of them so far. We've seen cases arising. Scammers are, they're out there. They're looking to make a killing. We've seen people trying to sell bogus products or unproven treatments. These matters haven't hit the public yet because we haven't actually had to file a lawsuit yet. But I can tell you that we've had to tell people to stop, you know, doing that. As well as trying to trick people into revealing sensitive personal information. If somebody says we have a wonder drug on the COVID-19, just give us this information about you and we'll send it to you. Don't do it. Because they don't have any wonder drug. And if they do, you'd see it all over the news. And if you think they might, call us and we'll tell you, or call the Department of Health, who can tell you. But by no means do you give strangers your financial information. And this even includes clicking on sites, you know, that you don't know. And mostly we want people to give us a call because, you know, we don't do in audits. We don't call out and say, are you being scammed? Usually when we find out about this stuff, it's because Minnesotans call in. And so be careful about your online stuff. Be careful about your information. And be very careful of people who are offering wonder drugs. Here's another thing. Minnesotans are pretty generous people. I mean, the numbers prove it. It's not just some sort of hometown like boasting. It's actually demonstrably true that Minnesotans as a state donate more money than other folks per capita. What that means is that people claiming to be charitable organizations sometimes will try to take advantage of people. So we regulate all charities in the state of Minnesota. You can call the Attorney General's office to find out if this is a legit charity, if you're thinking about donating. We keep a registry of all of them, and so it's important for you to make sure that if your generous impulses are kicking in and you want to help someone, give to a reputable group, because some of these are fly-by-night folks who aren't right.
All right, about 90 seconds left. I want to go kind of rapid fire through some questions on a lightning round here. And, you know, there's a dust up going in some states about coronavirus causing impacts in the primaries. They're having a legal fight over in Ohio, discussion now in North Dakota, whether, you know, postpone the convention. Do people have good legal ground, you think, because of coronavirus to say put this stuff off?
You know what? It's a state-by-state thing. In Minnesota, we already had ours. I would have to just ask, what are your reasons for putting this off? I think personally that with social distancing, hand washing, prudent behavior, staying home, we probably can do a number of we're not completely frozen. I think the governor's action to close bars, restaurants and stuff like that is the right call right now. But that doesn't mean you can't go to the grocery store, and it doesn't mean you can't go to a voting booth. But you know what? I don't know what's going on in Ohio. If those folks say we need this, I'm not going to second guess them.
I want to ask you a question about the presidential race right now, which has sort of gone off the radar altogether. You've been a Bernie Sanders backer. Do you think the Democratic establishment is snatching this again from Bernie Sanders?
You know, all I can really say is that I'm a Bernie guy because the guy's a straight talker, man. You know, you may not even agree with everything he says, but I think he's a sincere dude. And if I got some concerns about the way the Democratic Party is operating, I probably wouldn't air him over the radio. I probably would just call and say, hey, guys, what are you doing? So I hope you'll let me off the hook with that dodge, which I agree is a dodge.
That's a dodge? You're admitting it's a dodge.
I agree. Straight up.
It's more straight talk. All right, when this craziness settles down, we'll talk again. And
yes, we will.
And look forward to the conversation. Thank you, Keith.
Be well.
The Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, on some scams and concerns, charities, price gouging in Minnesota. Be careful there, too, folks. More coming up. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Memories that I have in my broadcast career is spending some time during the flood of 1997 and informing folks. Of course, there was the blizzards and all of the stuff that led up to it in the April of 87, but, you know, so it really started about February. And then you had, through all of April, May, June, most of that summer, people displaced and going through all kinds of things. And I remember having Senator Dorgan, Senator Conrad, Congressman Pomeroy, the Democratic delegation at the time, on fairly regularly on the program to talk about what was being done. And I ended up going to Washington, D.C. quite a bit because Mayor Pat Owens and Governor Schaefer and others were constantly trying to have the federal government better understand the impact of that disaster. And so I was there a lot. And, you know, as much as I wanted to tackle the big picture issues that needed to be dealt with during that time, you kind of put it aside. So I felt like I had another moment like that just now, Kevin, because, you know, Keith Ellison's on, and I, you know,
yeah.
I don't agree with Keith Ellison on anything. But if we're talking about coronavirus, I think it's fair to say you just sort of set a little of that aside. I did get a Bernie question in anyway, though.
Yeah, you did.
I wanted to ask him why he threw Amy Klobuchar into the bus for Bernie, but he kind of explained it as Bernie's the straight talker, so that's why he went for the straight talker. But I also would have liked to ask him a lot about Ilhan Omar.
DHS, all kinds of questions.
Yeah,
right?
a lot of stuff to do. But maybe we've bonded now, and we can save the tough questions for next time.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to talk myself into the fact that I didn't sell out.
Put up with him, yeah.
The cause, yeah.
He didn't.
And, he is the attorney general. People elected him, so you're in that position. Hey, CJ's here from DAC Diesel. Tell us what they're working on today, making diesel engines great again. I can see the red hat now. Right, Kelly? They do it every day at DAC Diesel. That's what they do. They live, they breathe, they sleep, they eat it. It's all they do at DAC Diesel. What's happening today, CJ?
Well, just another busy day. No coronavirus here yet, so we'll just keep plugging along. Had a customer show up this morning with a 6.0 diesel and just quick did a diagnosis for him, sent him out the door, and he was pretty happy at that. You know, we didn't charge him for it. It was just a few minutes, so he was happy about that. He's just going back to the guy that he bought it from and see if that guy will help him out with the repairs that it needed, so... just every day here, just finishing up a Max Force, kind of a piece of junk, 2013 Max Force International. So just go all the time. So
you can even fix
this,
you can
you're going on.
Yeah, well, you don't have 10 mechanics yet, right? Close, but not
no,
quite yet. So you're safe. You can keep going. And there's going to be a lot of trucks on the road through this thing, so you'll be keeping busy. But I think I heard you say you even fix pieces of junk. That's pretty good. So something comes in, a piece of junk, and you can fix it. That's real work there, right, fellow. That's good stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, no, this international, they have a really bad reputation, and there's a reason for it, So it's... you can take it to the dealer, or you can bring it down to us, and, we can fix them. So, this is a pretty good customer we got here, and this is just his local runaround truck in town here. So he runs mainly Peterbilt and Cat engines. So, like I said, it's just kind of his truck for running around town. But, yeah, it's just go. Never stops with the good stuff, and we get the little junk in every once in a while. So,
very interesting. DAC Diesel is the place, folks, and they do house calls. So if they got to come to you, they'll do it. 701-258-5011. Some great additives, too, to add mileage every day. Add the miles per gallon to what you're getting. They can do it at DAC Diesel. Online at DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sir. Take care. 25 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. We just learned that there's a press conference planned. This is a White House coronavirus task force holding a briefing. So I guess I assume that's Mike Pence and that group. I'd heard also because of a new package that they are unrolling today, an economic package of $850 billion, that it might be on that. We'll keep an eye on that. We also have Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk coming up. So breaking news and an in-studio guest. We'll juggle all of that for you coming up here shortly. Texter says, I was visiting my wife in a Bismarck hospital yesterday. They were health screening and restricting visitors, and yet an RN who was not there to provide treatment came into the room with a pneumonia-like cough and proceeded to cough all over us, the whole time saying she was not sick. My wife and I are in the high-risk category, taking all precautions, and yet we're exposed to something in the hospital by a nurse with extreme indifference towards the health of others. I brought this to the attention of hospital administrators, but was not really taken seriously, so Nurse Ratchet may still be wandering the halls. Needless to say, we won't be returning to this hospital. Sorry that happened. Sorry that they didn't take it seriously. Not sure what was wrong, but yeah, that's, even if it's like an allergy cough or something, I don't think I would be anywhere near the place for the very reason that it concerned you. Nurse Ratchet, where have I heard that name before?
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Todd, Kevin, Nurse Ratchet.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yes, I was joking. Texter says they found the Chinaman that started the virus. Do you know that?
Patient one?
Well, his name is Achu, I guess so.
Scott.
It's so bad. I'm reading. I didn't make it up. I'm reading the name.
That joke's rule.
Oh, goodness sakes. Seriousness, people. This is what happens when Todd doesn't preview him for me. And go, nope, can't do that one. A texter says, I keep hearing the coronavirus is worse than the flu, but I haven't seen any specifics. How is it worse than the flu? How is it any different than during a year when there's a new strain of the flu virus, the vaccine doesn't protect you? Can you provide any insight? I'll try my best. I'm not a doctor, but I'll play one on radio. So here is what you need to know about the coronavirus. Number one, we don't have a vaccine for it. You normally do for the flu, because what they do is they take this year's strain and then they predict, you know, the changes, and they have a strain for next year. We don't have a vaccine for this. There's nothing you can take against this. They're working on one. In fact, today, I think you said, Kevin, earlier,
yep,
that actually the first trial started
in
on one.
In Seattle yesterday.
But
yeah,
it's probably a year away,
yeah,
is what they estimate. So, number one, no vaccination. Number two, highly contagious. A lot more so. Like, it lasts on a surface for 3 hours, and so that part is bad. The third and probably most damning difference is the death rate. In other words, they call it mortality rate to clean it up. But what it means is, if you get it, what are your chances of dying from it? And it's at like three, it keeps coming down, actually, but it's somewhere around 3%. So that's not a good number when you consider the regular flu is like 0.001 or something, right? Or 0.02 or whatever, but a fraction smaller. It's like 10 times higher death mortality rate, basically. So that's the big issue. That's why we take it seriously. And if you've seen in places like China and how it's spread, like Italy, this is why they're doing what they're doing, to go to extreme measures of social distancing, announcing yesterday 15 days to stop it dead in the tracks, is what they're trying to do. Bend that curve. More
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus as it spreads across the U.S. About 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area have now been told to shelter in place for at least the next 3 weeks, which means staying indoors, except for essential travel like going out to get groceries or medicine. Democratic presidential primary voters will go to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona as scheduled today. Ohio is supposed supposed to host a primary as well. But now state officials have ordered polling locations closed because of the outbreak. Florida will be the big prize today with 219 delegates. President Trump urging Americans to pull together to get through this crisis.
We're doing a very professional job. We've been working with the governors and the mayor's local government at every level. We have FEMA totally involved.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watches. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, called the chicks and dig it.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the University of Mary. You know, the University of Mary has pioneered the social distancing in education a long time ago. You know that, don't you? Because you can take steps towards a fresh start this spring by enrolling in undergraduate, graduate, or certificate programs. If you like, you can do it online. Classes are available online or in the evenings, so you have the best way to learn for you at your disposal. Still working, fulfilling other responsibilities, getting credit for your past work. That's what they do. Classes are set to start May 4th. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Or call 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. All right, we're waiting for this press conference to begin from the White House with the coronavirus task force. Who's on line one, Daniel? I got a blinking light, but I don't have a name on line one. And I have a really cool tweet here. I'm going to retweet this right now. West Fargo Public Schools. Remember earlier in the show we were talking about school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody texted this note concerning that conversation. Listening to your guests saying the school is delivering food to students. What is going on? If kids don't have food at home, we have a huge problem that public education isn't going to fix. Why would people let themselves get that dependent on the government? And why would the government want to be parents to all? Now, there's probably 3 weeks worth of shows in that one text with a couple of sentences that we could break down on the show. Number one, it's a reality that there are kids that if they're not in school will not eat properly or eat at all. Now, I don't know the exact number, but I'd love to know. I know in West Fargo approximately 650 backpacks full of food to feed children over the weekend are given out. Great Plains Food Bank fills them. They hand them out at the schools. There's 650 kids in one school, West Fargo. So, it's an issue, and I think it's an issue of parenting.
I really do, more than anything. Is there some poverty in there? Yes. Those safety nets are there, though. There could be food at home, right? So the tweet I was going to send out is West Fargo Public Schools is out with buses today distributing free grab-and-go breakfast and lunches to any child under the age of 18. Children must be present to claim the lunch. Distribution begins in about a half an hour. Isn't that cool?
Absolutely.
All right. And I've just found out Brian Kronk is actually going to be joining us by phone, Daniel. So I'm going to give you the number for Brian. And then if you would kindly give him a call. We're also waiting for this press conference, so we're trying to juggle lots of stuff here. But Brian Kronk will join us from Collins and Kronk coming up here in a couple of minutes. What else? A zillion texts I haven't gotten to. My son goes to Liberty School, Liberty Middle School, says this texter. After Governor Burgum announced the school closing, my wife and I held a family meeting. We have four kids in our home, two that are biological children and two foster kids. We said, here's what the governor announced. My 13-year-old asked if he could still go to the mall or a movie. We said no. No wellness center either. He was bummed, but he understood. Parenting isn't easy, but for the most part, it is common sense. You go to the wellness center, you're going to have just as much a chance of either getting or receiving, giving or receiving coronavirus. It's parenting. And there are way too many people to think the schools are their parents. I mean, to the children, right? Parents saying, hey, you parent my kid. You get them to eat right. You get them to... Scott, would you please give us some data regarding the coronavirus situation in Russia? Don't recall any info on this. I have it. We actually have this very interesting. Matt Lane from our team found this website that is constantly updated, and it's all around the world. And it shows you the ranks of the countries and, you know, every case and who's recovered and how many deaths, the whole thing. So I have it. I got to track that down here. I'll try and get it to you shortly. Okay? Our producer, Chris Larson, says the North Dakota Democrats have decided to hold their state convention via Facebook. Well, they'll get a lot more people there that way. Because they usually meet in a phone booth. But that's an exaggeration, Kevin. I didn't mean that literally.
I got you.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, hadn't heard that, but thank you, Chris, for that. Appreciate it. Daniel, did you get my memo there on tracking down? All right. So we're doing that. Wait a minute. Now the task force is starting here, of course. That's how it rolls. We have Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin, which could mean this could be partially, some of the economic things they're talking about rolling out today. We have Alex Azar, two members of the president's cabinet. And then we have the other officials like Dr. What's her name again? Bink?
Birx. Deborah Birx.
I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's awesome.
You know, she was the health czar during the whole AIDS crisis. She served a lot of presidents. Oh, the president's coming in, too. All right, let's go to this. The president, vice president, another briefing.
Sure. Together.
Thank you. Progress being made. And I appreciate you all joining us. Last night, the FDA announced groundbreaking new policies to further increase testing, very substantially so. All states can now authorize tests developed and used within their borders in addition to the FDA. So the states are very much involved. They have been involved from the beginning, but we're stepping it up as much as we can, and the testing procedures are going well. And within a short period of time, all of the private labs will kick in. This has never been done before, and it's going to be something very... I think it's going to be incredible if it's done properly. And these are great companies. These are among the greatest companies in the world, actually. So the state's going to be dealing through themselves and with local government, local physicians, local everybody. They're also dealing with us, but we have a tremendous testing capacity. Today we're also announcing a dramatic expansion of our Medicare telehealth services. Medicare patients can now visit any doctor by phone or video conference at no additional cost, including with commonly used services like FaceTime and Skype, a historic breakthrough. This has not been done before either. In addition, states have the authority to cover telehealth services for their medical patients. And by doing this, the patient is not seeing the doctor per se, but they're seeing the doctor, so there's no getting close. During this time, we will not enforce applicable HIPAA penalties so that doctors can greatly expand care for their patients using telehealth, so the penalties won't be enforced. We encourage everyone to maximize use of telehealth to limit exposure to the virus. It's been a very successful method of communication, but never used on a scale like we're going to use at telehealth. And you'll be able to also better maintain hospital capacity by doing this. Earlier this morning, I spoke with executives from America's fast food industry, Wendy's, McDonald's, all of the big ones, Burger King, and they were great. We're talking about the pickups in light of yesterday's guidance you heard to avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, or public food courts. We discussed the important role that the drive-through pickup and delivery service can play in the weeks ahead. So that's happening, and they have been fantastic. They have been absolutely fantastic, and they've been doing it already, but they're keeping it open, and smaller staffs, very capable people and very capable companies, and they're doing it, pickups. Our guidance yesterday urges Americans to take action for 15 days to help stem the outbreak. So it's a 15-day period. I guess now we'd say it's a 14-day period. It's 15 days from yesterday, and we're asking everyone to work at home if possible, postpone unnecessary travel, and limit social gatherings to no more than 10 people. By making shared sacrifices and temporary changes, we can protect the health of our people, and we can protect our economy, because I think our economy will come back very rapidly. So it's 15 days from yesterday. We'll see what happens after that. If we do this right, our country and the world, frankly, but our country can be rolling again pretty quickly, pretty quickly. We have to fight that invisible enemy that, I guess, unknown, but we're getting to know it a lot better. Today, the Senate has taken up coronavirus legislation that includes free testing for those who need it, as well as paid sick leave and family medical leave for workers affected by the virus. We're also committed to getting small businesses the support that they need. In fact, one of the things we talked about with the fast food operations, we spoke to the chairman and CEOs of all of the companies, but one of the things we discussed is exactly that, getting small businesses support and flexibility that they need for themselves and for their workers, and that's being worked on right now. At my direction, Secretary Mnuchin is meeting today with senators on additional stimulus packages. I can tell you he's meeting with them late until the night last night and for a big part of the day yesterday, and tremendous things are happening. There's great spirit, tremendous spirit, and I can say that for Republicans and Democrats. I can say that with respect to Governor Cuomo, we had a great talk this morning. We're both doing a really good job. And we're coordinating it, and we agree, you know, different states need different things, and we agree on that 100%, but we had a very good talk, and I think we're right down the same track, and it's going to be very successful. New York has a pretty big problem, I guess, would be the number one hot spot. That's no fault of anybody's. It's just the way it is, but we're working very closely together. We're also getting FEMA very much involved. They've been involved.
All right, we'll pause that so you don't miss anything and continue with it after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables too for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Suntan toes tickling the sand.
The daily briefing on the coronavirus task force from the White House, President Trump, Vice President Pence, and other members of the task force are at the White House right now. And let's pick up where we left off with some more comments from President Trump.
And we'll have everything ready. We're dealing with the Army Corps of Engineers should that be necessary. We have them working in some cases, on standby in other cases. But my conversation with Andrew Cuomo was a very, very productive one and a very good one. I appreciate that. We're giving relief to affected industries and small businesses, and we're ensuring that we emerge from this challenge with the prosperous and growing economy, because that's what's going to happen. It's going to pop. One day we'll be standing possibly up here. We'll say, well, we won. And we're going to say that. Sure as you're sitting there, we're going to say that. And we're going to win. And I think we're going to win faster than people think, I hope. Later today, I'll meet with the leaders from the tourism industry, as well as industrial supply retailers and wholesalers, to discuss their critical roles. As you know, I met with the department store people, all of the retailers, the big ones, including Walmart and others. And it was a great meeting. They're stocking up their stores like they've never stocked them before. We're trying to get people to actually buy less, if that's possible. Buy less. Don't take everything. Just buy what you need for a while. They're going to stay open all hours of the day, and they've been fantastic. We're taking aggressive action now as one nation and one family so that America can rebound stronger, frankly, stronger than ever before. And we recognize that while many American workers can work from home, many others cannot. Many of our health care providers, first responders, and men and women in the food service and manufacturing are showing that they're showing up and standing up to provide us with the goods and services we need. So we want people to stay home where they can, but in many cases, when you talk about food service and manufacturing certain items in particular, they're going in and they're practicing all of the safety rules and regulations that we talk about. So with that, I'd like to just introduce our Trade Vice President, Mike Pence. He'll say a few words, and then I'll make some other introductions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. It should be very clear to the American people that President Trump has initiated not only a whole-of-government approach, but a whole-of-America approach. And the President's interaction even today and through the course of this day with leaders in industry around the country reflects that we're not only bringing the full weight of the federal government to bear, but the full weight of the American economy. And I know I speak on behalf of the President when I say how inspired we are at the way the American people have stepped up and the way that American businesses, large and small, have stepped up. It's truly been inspiring. Our task force met this morning. We continue to focus on President Trump's priorities of testing, prevention, and supplies. And in that category, I'm pleased to report that while testing is available in all 50 states, as the President just indicated, through the swift action of the FDA at the encouragement of governors around the country, now state health authorities can authorize labs in their state and expand existing testing capabilities. But also in connection with the FDA's action, which you'll hear more about in a moment, we now have continued to expand the public and private partnership that the President forged with vast commercial laboratories around the country, increasing access to the high-volume, high-throughput coronavirus testing that is greatly expanding access even as we speak. Also, our task force received a report this morning on the progress that the U.S. Public Health Service and FEMA are making, working closely with state governments, and also partners in the private sector like CVS, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart to expand remote testing sites around the country. And we'll have a full report later this week as those come online. It's important the American people understand that testing is happening all over the country. But all of our health experts wanted me to tell the American people, you don't need the results of testing to know what you should do. And President Trump's 15-day coronavirus guidelines are advice for every American in every community. They're the result of the best guidance of CDC and our health experts. And as the President said, we continue to urge every American over the next 15 days to put into practice the principles in the President's coronavirus guidelines. By every American practicing these principles, we believe that we can slow the spread of the coronavirus. In fact, our experts have told our task force that if every American acts on the President's coronavirus guidelines, we could see a substantial reduction in the spread of the coronavirus. But as the President said, it will take all of us to do it. So if you feel sick, stay home. If someone in your house tests positive, keep the entire household home. Especially if you're a person with an underlying health condition, we urge you to stay home and practice social distancing from people.
Vice President Mike Pence, briefing room of the White House with the very latest Steven Mnuchin that looks to be next there. And they're going to talk about that economic stimulus proposal that's been put forward with a $500 billion payroll tax cut package, $250 billion in SBA loans for businesses, and $58 billion in grants, loans, and loan guarantees for the airlines. So the airline industry, a big part of that. We want the small business to benefit from that as well. Todd, quick word about swans, and we'll say goodbye for the day.
He must not have made it back. Well, up to 2020 GMC Sierra, up to 8,200 off and lots more. You can check out at SchwanBuickGMC.com if you're military, an extra 10% off in the quick lube today and on Tuesdays. So check that out, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Sounds good, folks. God bless you, one and all. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to these upcoming Pfeiffer's equipment auctions. On March 21st and 26th, Pfeiffer's will offer a Claus 750 Combine and Headers, Cat Challenger Tractors, Precision 2020 John Deere 1770 Planter, Livestock Equipment, and an entire fleet of meticulously maintained Case IH Combines, Floater, Patriot Sprayer, Quad Tracks, and Utility Tractors in Richardton and New England, North Dakota. View all inventories and details of all Pfeiffer's land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.